You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly weather check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined online today by Kimberly Vaughn, who is Observation Program Leader with the National Weather Service in Juneau. And today is the 25th of November, 2020. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello there.
Well, what's in the news for weather this week for the Petersburg area?
Well, if you've looked outside, it's looking kind of wet. And the thing with this, we've got a weather system coming in, and with it, we're going to bring in some shower activity. And even though we're pretty much thinking it's going to be liquid-type precipitation, rain showers, some of the heavier showers could turn over and give us a little bit of some snow during those heavier showers. But because everything's wet, temperatures are going to stay relatively warm for this time of year. There won't really be any accumulation to that snow.
So far, this area has mostly dodged the snow shoveling bullet. But I know up north, they've been getting some good snowfalls.
Yes, Haynes particularly. In fact, Haynes yesterday came in with, at Haynes Custom, of just over 12 inches in 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, what do we have coming up for later this week?
Well, for that's kind of was the showers, potential with some rain, rain or snow showers for Thanksgiving. But the good news is, if you want to get out there and work off some of that turkey, Friday is looking partly cloudy. So do expect some potential for some icy conditions as temperatures should drop overnight, both that night and potentially depending on cloud cover the next night. So just be careful as you go out walking around the glaze that may form. But yeah, hopefully you can get out there and enjoy some of the sunshine that should show up on Friday. Unfortunately, we have another system coming in. And with that, on Saturday, we're looking for kind of a mix of rain and snow showers. Again, mainly the snow should be overnight, early morning. Temperature should be in the next, over the weekend, kind of mid-30s to even near 40. So daytime temperatures should keep it wet enough and warm enough that there shouldn't be any shoveling involved. But keep in mind the heavier showers could produce a little bit of some snow.
And that system on the weekend looks like it brings with it some pretty strong winds.
It does. You know, it is fall time, although we kind of think of this as more winter time in Alaska, but it is considered still fall. And those fall storms do come in with a lot of wind. It's very common to have these increased winds come with these systems. And that's actually what made the 1984 Thanksgiving storm so powerful and so damaging.
What was that storm like? What did you see in your records?
I was not here in Juneau when that happened, but there's a great article on our webpage. If you actually just do Thanksgiving storm 1984, Juneau, Alaska, or even Petersburg, Alaska, you'll see the article on our webpage for some good reading there. But the thing was that it was, the storm itself certainly has very strong winds, but what made it so damaging and powerful, especially to the Sitka area, was that the timing of the storm came in at about the same time as one of the highest tides of the year. So like Juneau was like 23-foot tides. I think Sitka had something like 12-foot tides. So with that, you have the increased winds, and then you have the increase with the tides, and it just made for very damaging conditions, especially for right on the coast locations.
Okay. Anything else we missed for this week?
No. You know, I was looking over your guys' snowfall for the last few days, and, you know, nothing really exciting there. You know, for this time of year, it's not uncommon not to have snow on the ground, but, you know, we keep getting a little bit of snow. And then we're just not keeping the cold enough temperatures to keep the snow.
Thanks for checking in, Kimberly. We'll talk to you again next week at this time.
Great. Thank you.